We have some beautiful breaking news. On this show, we have been aggressively covering the illegal, vindictive, vengeful cases that Donald Trump has been pushing through the courts against James Comey and Letitia James. Before Trump even got into office, he was signaling, he was saying outright that he was going to target these political opponents using any means available, whether it's him flexing executive power to go after them, making their lives a living hell through endless, perpetual court cases. He promised he was going to make the lives of a few key individuals a living hell. Now, we've been covering on this show how the two indictments against Letitia James and James Comey were clearly triggered by Donald Trump pushing them through the Eastern District of Virginia, making sure that Eric Siebert, the former federal prosecutor, resigned so that Lindsey Halligan, a super, super inexperienced person, could be the new interim U.S. attorney. But now he pushed it through in such a sloppy, reckless, authoritarian manner. As we pointed out on this show, not to do the whole I told you so thing, but it was so incredibly obvious. I pointed it out on CNN, which I'll play for you in just 1 second. But after he pushed this through, the case has blown up in his face. The judge found out that Lindsey Halligan never even showed the full grand jury the indictment. You're supposed to show everybody on the grand jury the indictment. That's like the reason the grand jury is there, is to see the indictment. That's the reason any jury is there, and they're supposed to have all of the information at their disposal, right? Where Lindsey Halligan didn't give them all of the information. She only showed them a differing version of the indictment. That's not even the mistake that got it all thrown out, though. It was before that. Lindsey Halligan was never even appointed properly as interim U.S. attorney. We're going to get into all of this, but before we do, let me just go back to the very, very basics. This post in and of itself, it should foundationally shake, should shake the foundations of America. Like, anybody who is even slightly aware of the law or the Constitution or what's going on in modern day America should be shaken by the fact that the President of the United States meant to DM the Attorney General a request to prosecute people, but was so dumb that he accidentally posted it out in public. So Donald Trump sent to Pamela Bondi, the current United States Attorney General, quote, "Pam, I have reviewed over 30 statements and posts saying that essentially, quote, same old story as last time, all talk, no action, nothing is being done. What about Comey, Adam Shifty Schiff, Letitia? They're all guilty as hell, but nothing is being done," end quote. Then we almost put in a Democrat-supported U.S. attorney in Virginia with a really bad Republican past, a woke rhino who is never going to get his job done. He then goes on to say we have a really good lawyer in Lindsey, talking about Lindsey Halligan, who was appointed improperly and illegally because of Donald Trump's own posts. Not even this post in particular, but because of his eagerness to push her into the spots, she was appointed entirely improperly. And her appointment was a violation of multiple federal laws and regulations saying that these appointments need to go through the Senate, need Senate confirmation, especially when it's for this 120-day interim post. So that means anything that Lindsey Halligan did was nullified. Everything that Donald Trump asked her to do was nullified. By the way, in the first place, you're not supposed to, as the President of the United States, ask the Department of Justice to do any of this, to do anything. Before we even go on to reading the article about this getting thrown out, it's beautiful. Let's just watch this CNN clip from a month ago where I basically call this out as being politically weaponized.
Yeah, Donald Trump has done this with a few people. He directly calls out their name online on his Truth Social, and then within days, you see them either targeted, their show gets pulled off, they get indicted. And when it comes to Eric Siebert, you can sit here and argue that, you know, Trump had nothing to do with this, but it's so clear that he was putting his thumb on the scale when he fired Eric Siebert, and then, what was it, 6 days before the statute of limitations are up, this new federal prosecutor is rushing this through. And I agree, we should let the process play out. It's fine to let it go through a grand jury, but can you at least concede that Trump was putting his thumb on the scale when he posted Comey's name, what was it, 4 days before Comey was indicted?
I don't think anyone is disputing that he thinks James Comey is a bad person who deserves to be investigated, and if a grand jury so chooses,
indicted. Did Trump put his thumb on the scale, though?
He has never denied that. He's been very clear about
it. Notice how he just doesn't answer my question. Did you guys notice that? Let me know in the comment section, yes or no. Am I going crazy here? Did I ask him a question, and he goes, nobody's denying whether or not Trump, like, says Comey's a bad guy? That wasn't my question. My question was, is Donald Trump putting his thumb on the scale to politically target somebody who he deems an enemy in a democratic country. He's doing something inherently undemocratic, anti-democratic, and that's why Scott Jennings can't concede that. Look at his face right here. When I try to press him, I ask him the same questions a few times, and I know in this clip that I got him because this is such an easy question. Didn't Donald Trump put his thumb on the scale? How do you say no when Trump tweeted out, what about Comey? What about Adam Schiff? What about Letitia? It's so clear he put his thumb on the scale, and that's what I'm pointing out in this clip. I'm saying, listen, Donald Trump pushed this through in a political way, and you know what? I concede in this clip. I say, listen, we can let the process play out. The process will play out as it should. And in that, I was kind of guessing that it was going to get thrown out because it was bunk. And I was right about a month later, but we're not playing like an I told you so game. I'm just trying to point out how these conservative pundits all the time lie. They know they're lying, and they're usually wrong, almost always wrong, always wrong. So now we get to the article. Judge dismisses James Comey and Letitia James cases, finding prosecutor's appointment invalid. A federal judge on Monday ordered the criminal charges against both James Comey and Letitia James to be dismissed. Not just one, but both. On the grounds, that Lindsay Halligan, the interim U.S. attorney who secured their indictments, was unlawfully appointed to the role. The rulings from a U.S. district judge are a significant victory for Comey and James, who both argued their prosecutions are retaliatory and motivated by President Trump's efforts to punish his political foes. No, you don't say. Donald Trump is just purely punishing political foes, like tweeting about John Bolton dozens of times. Then John Bolton's house gets raided. He tweets about James Comey dozens of times. Then Comey gets indicted. Then Letitia James gets indicted. He tweets about Jimmy Kimmel like 42 times. Then Jimmy Kimmel's show gets pulled off the air while FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr is tweeting about Jimmy Kimmel getting what he deserved or doing it the easy or the hard way or whatever the hell. But the rulings from this judge show that they are, that Trump is trying to target his political opponents. Quote, I conclude that all actions flowing from Ms. Halligan's defective appointment, including securing and signing Mr. Comey's indictment, constitute unlawful exercises of executive power and must be set aside. The unlawful exercise of executive power in this case is Lindsay Halligan being appointed in an illegal way. It's funny, someone pointed out breaking. Tens of thousands in Nigeria, Bangladesh, Pakistan, and Eastern Europe outraged by the Comey indictment being dismissed. If you've been following the show for the past few days, you know that we've been exposing these MAGA accounts on Twitter. These MAGA accounts on Twitter who claim to be America First patriots are actually bots who are located in Eastern Europe, like Russia, who are located in Bangladesh, or bot farms in Nigeria. There are legitimately MAGA bot farms in foreign countries that are trying to influence U.S. minds. And we've been calling that on this show. Like, we know that that's been happening, but now that Elon Musk instituted this new rule, we can see firsthand where everybody's coming from. Ron Filipkowski says, after the Comey indictment was dismissed, Michael Flynn says the best way for Trump to fix a dysfunctional DOJ is to fire Pam Bondi and appoint Sidney Powell as AG. Sidney Powell was somebody who was hugely involved in the fake elector scheme, trying to steal the 2020 election in favor of Trump. General Mike Flynn, who used to work in the Trump admin, part one, said, I'm certain others will have their opinions, but mine is not an opinion. It is based on hard evidence. Donald Trump should hire Sidney Powell as the AG. That is a scary reality, scary thought. I'm sorry, Pam Bondi, but this was completely avoidable. As for Comey, don't think it's over, and you know it. You committed crimes against our country, so they're still going to try to go after Comey. But at the end of the day here, what Donald Trump is doing is eroding every single thing that makes America great. He's saying he wants to make America great again. That can't happen when you are returning us to a pre-constitutional type of monarch order, where the king, quote-unquote, wannabe king, but in this pre-constitutional order, the king would be able to make deals with other countries with no limits whatsoever, as Trump is trying to do. In this pre-constitutional order, the king would be able to target his political opponents and his enemies while his masked goons go throughout the streets. That is what Trump is trying to do. Now, there are guardrails. There are variables that he did not expect and variables that he did expect. For example, a lot of the courts, a lot of more progressive pro-democracy orgs have stopped Donald Trump and his admin from doing a lot. And I know that's hard to believe, but they have. A lot of courts have gotten wins that have stopped the admin from doing things at the last minute, like shipping out planes of young kids, or we returned Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia via the courts. There are multiple times the military has been delayed, halted, or hasn't been deployed in blue states because courts have held it up. There are times that Trump has defied the courts as well, but the point is there are variables they didn't expect, and we are going to return to the norm. We are going to return our democracy. One more variable that wasn't expected is us. The pro-democracy fleet on YouTube, online, that every single day battles back in this information war. I mean, think about it. Elon Musk every single day posts probably 60, 70, 80 posts, and each of these posts gets millions of views, which is straight disinformation. So what we can do is push back with the truth. I love you all. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.